Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ed Kopp is here. Ed is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the co-founder of BMC Associates. He's one of the guys we turn to when we want to get better at managing our business, because that's what he does. He's including helping small businesses, family-owned businesses, partnerships, people resolving conflict, getting out of their own way. Ed's the best at that, and he's here with some year-end thoughts that I promise you we're going to benefit from. Ed Kopp, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's good to be here, Jim.
Good to have you back. Happy holidays.
Thank you. The same to you, and let me apologize to you and your listeners for a little bit of a frog in my throat today, but I'll try to make it worthwhile.
I think it's making you sound sexy, Ed. So maybe for the first time in your life, you sound sexy. So Ed, you're like me. You've been around the block a few times, and as you contemplate wrapping up one year and launching into another, what are some perspectives that you can share with us to help us get better?
Well, Jim, I've been thinking a little bit about Christmas and the beginning of the new year and business owners. And the thought that came to my mind was Santa Claus in a couple of respects. First, there's that Santa Claus in Washington, if you want to think of it that
right.
way, the IRS, that has some presents that everybody ought to collect from under the tree.
So this is one time when the IRS is not the Grinch, they're actually Santa Claus?
That's right. At the end of the year, I know everybody's heard from their accountants. They reminded them that their expiring bonus depreciation opportunities
right.
and their R&D opportunities and other things like that. So I certainly would encourage all business owners to take advantage of those gifts, so to speak.
Well, one piece of good news on that front, at least we pretty much know what the tax code is going to be. I mean, how many years have we gone where there was some kind of a hangover of a tax provision that we didn't know was going to be extended or not? I don't think we have that many this year.
That's right. Everything that's going to expire is going to expire.
Right.
Everything that's coming in is going to come in.
Yeah.
But more important, I was thinking also, how do business owners get recognized in our mythology or our stories about Christmas? And sadly, of course, the leading business owner in that context is Ebenezer Scrooge.
Right.
And it's a story about how the boss won't give a bonus and won't get in the Christmas spirit. And in fact, I found that it's just the opposite with the people that we work with. At the end of the year, employers really would like to give Christmas bonuses and gifts to their employees, to their families, and to everybody else. But at times, I think that we business owners become a little bit too much Santa Claus at the new year, because there are a lot of expectations made, and the bonuses that are given out, well, they're often made, the decisions made at the last minute, and they're sort of arbitrary. We, in family businesses, we often see arguments
right.
Among people about who should be getting what in terms of bonuses, and all the goodwill and all the good intentions wind up causing problems rather
right.
than earning goodwill and should.
It becomes no good deed goes unpunished, right?
That's exactly right.
Right.
And so that makes me realize that this is the time of year when we really should be thinking ahead to next Christmas and next New Year and putting in place some realistic plans for the kinds of bonuses and the kinds of other benefits that are going to be distributed at
right.
that time.
Well, I'll tell you, around here, and this is something I've learned from you and others in my Brain Trust and in my own experience in the marketplace, Around here, if you get something from us, from the management of my company, at this time of year, it's a Christmas present. It's not a year-end bonus. It's not a performance bonus. It's a Christmas present. And that's right. What we say it is.
And getting those two mixed up with one another can cause a lot of trouble.
It's a can of worms.
It can reduce the effectiveness of everything you're trying to do. That's right.
It confuses people. It creates all kinds of bad will oftentimes. I've seen people who throw them all together. You know, they throw the Christmas present and their performance bonus all together. And I've seen them, do it where they were separate. But it doesn't matter. I think what you're telling us, Ed, and I agree with you. I don't think any kind of a performance bonus should even be in the proximity of a holiday, a Christmas bonus, including a year end bonus. I think the year end bonus should be next week maybe or something like that. If you have to give it this year, what do you think?
Well, I think at the very least, whoever is participating in that year end bonus program should know at the beginning of the year what it's going to take to earn that bonus.
Right.
That's what gives you your money's worth. A gift is a gift, and it should be, but a bonus is a motivational device.
Right.
And the only way it really gets you what you want for that is if at the beginning of the year everyone understands what's going to be necessary to get it,
right,
and they can work hard and earn it, so at the end of the year it feels very good. And I agree with you. It's just as well to put that a little bit later so that no one gets confused and thinks that it's a present. It's something that your employee should have earned, and you should have gotten the benefit of that.
Yeah, and unless there's some tax issue for either one of you that you want to do something about, you probably should do it in January after the previous year has been reconciled and you actually know all the details. And you've collected the money on the business that the bonus is being paid on, and probably you should pay it like the 1st of February or something like that. But the main thing is don't get the things confused, because I'll tell you folks, if you get performance bonus, year-end bonus, and any kind of holiday gift, if you commingle those, it will create a problem for you. It's guaranteed. It's automatic. Ed, I need your website quickly, please.
www.bmcassociates.com.
BravoMikeCharlie.com. BMCAssociates.com, right?
That's right.
Thank you, Ed. Hold on to that. We're going to be right back with our good friend Ed Kopp. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Born on a
bayou. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.